is the legendary Humble and Fred Show, Canada's national morning show.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
The following episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Strain Print, the official band of Humble and Fred, Play for the Cat, and our newest sponsors, LFS Credit and Finance Solutions and Hill Street Beverage Company. If you'd like to talk to Humble and Fred, call 1-833-437-8465. That's 1-833-HF-STINK. And now, from the Humble and Fred Queensway National Broadcast Center, here are Humble and Fred.
Welcome to the program. It's Wine and Cheese Day. Well, actually, it's pretty much every day on this show. Whining and cheese ball. Whiny and cheesy.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean's back today. Sean wasn't here yesterday because of
family matter.
Family.
Family matters.
Family matters.
It really does.
Welcome to the show, the Cheese Boutique in today, along with our friends from Hill Street Beverage Company. We're going to, we got, speaking of friends, we got friends in the studio already. Stephanie Wilkinson, Rudra, Ian Service, you know the people all hanging around. Tim Niblett going to be on the phone with us later on Skype. I think Michelle Levesque from LFS is coming in.
We got Michelle Levesque.
Michelle
Levesque.
We have a call right off the top. Look at that.
Hi, who's this?
It's David White.
Oh, it's David White.
David White. Bless the homeland for... What's up, David?
I wanted to be the first person this morning to call you and wish you happy birthday.
Aw, buddy. Thank you, David.
You're not going to tell him he didn't quite make it?
What?
Well, Tom phoned earlier.
Oh, right.
He means on the show, I guess.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry, on bud. Yeah, baby Tom called, but that was off the air.
I'm still the first one to call on the show.
You are.
Yes, you are.
You're David's vice. Listen,
you're the
David.
First one to call on the show.
Yeah, ever.
That's right.
Well, you know, if we put the phones in, they're just going to be burning up once we get to the AM.
It's all right.
Yes.
David.
Well, listen, enjoy your, I know you've got a big day and you've got your cheese and wine and all that stuff going on. I wish I was going to be there, but I'm not. But I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, are you on your motorcycle right now on the west coast of the USA or something?
No, I'm in my house, but I have to get to the office pretty early.
Oh. No, he's got a job. He's like a real grown-up job man.
Yeah, it was great. I love the work when I find it. I just hate when it finds me.
No, exactly. David, thanks very much, and it was great seeing you on, when was it, Sunday night at the Kosher Comedy Cabaret?
Yeah, it was quite a crowd.
It was quite a crowd.
Have a great show.
Thanks, pal.
Soon. See you, Dave.
There's Dave.
Good boy.
It's David Zweitz. Yeah.
Yeah,
David.
Do you know what time of the day you were born?
I was born in the evening, from what I've been told. Actually, to tell you the truth, I don't really know. I think it was the evening. Could have been the morning.
You haven't looked that up on your zodiac and all that?
No, I haven't got to my
psychic reader.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I was about 7:30 in the morning, apparently. Huh. As legend has it, yeah. So about 7:30 in the morning. So you were in the evening, Moose Jaw, another couple hours. So yeah,
I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I know this: that my dad and my brothers weren't in the hospital when I was born. Hmm.
Well, by the time you came along, it was...
Well, no, but yeah. In those days, that's what I'm saying, like, they just... The dads didn't even go to the hospital. I'm like, they didn't. My father told... What happened was, you dropped your wife off, and you went to a movie or, over to the Tim's.
Well, even when I... Not long after the shoot, something was wrong with me, and I had to go in some kind of isolation or something. Oh. Even back
Not
in the 50s...
Not long after the what?
Is that out of the chute?
Okay. You mean you came out of your mom's chute?
Mm-hmm. My mom, for a couple of days, couldn't even touch me or hold me. She had to look at me through this, apparently some glass window. And that would never happen nowadays. It was like, oh, we'll look after this, Mrs. Patterson. You just go away.
You rest up.
Yeah, and don't think about your child you just had.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Wait until your chute calms down.
Yeah.
Your angry chute. I know my dad and my brothers were somewhere... they were. I guess they were checking in from time to time, but somewhere they were out having a
Times have changed.
And then my dad was alerted that I was born. He said, "Well, I better go and check on Howard, see what that's all about."
Now, I mean, push the clock ahead now, and guys are right in there and breathe now. Did you go to?
Guys are in, not only in there; they're delivering the baby.
I know. They're eating the placenta.
Yeah.
I just missed that era. I just missed that era. Yeah, although, with a good beer.
I missed the, why don't we fry up the baby's birth sack? Because that's what it is, Phil. It's a birth sack.
It's like a mailbox.
So what we've learned so far in the show is that Fred's mom's area is known as the chute.
The chute.
And some people eat the birth sack fried up in some nice home fries. Anyway, yes, today is the day of my birth. No big deal. 59 years old. 59, Sean. Sean tells me he's 29. That makes me 30 years, Phil. I know you don't do math, but that's 30, 30 years younger than me. 30. So he's the age I was when I met you.
Isn't that something? Where does the time go? So he's almost your age when you met me, and it's been that long since he's been born that you've known me and all that. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. 30.
That's exactly it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
I met you, didn't have any kids yet.
Well, look at...
Your kids were 4 and 7.
I have a 36-year-old, it seems like yesterday.
Phil wasn't even born yet.
I was like 6 months old when you guys were introduced, I think.
Yeah,
summer of 1989, right?
He hadn't even started telling stories yet.
I'm just like, ah! The vortex was cooing.
Before Melanie was born, at least the thing to do back then, I guess it is still, although I don't hear about it so much anymore, is those...
classes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did them.
It's funny, I don't hear all the young people I know having kids now, friends of mine, I don't hear them talk about that. Do they not do that anymore?
I'm sure they do.
Because we went all the breathing and... All went out the window, of course, on the big day for us. But it was tedious. It was like taking Tai Chi to me, going to those classes. Just looking at the clock, I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
105 ways to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy now. Easy there, big fella. Break something.
Yeah.
You're just doing your little bit there.
I used to, for centuries, kids been born. They didn't bring cavemen in to learn about breathing.
No.
What's
they
this
didn't,
new
no,
thing about?
No. Yeah, in the olden days, you just would go out in the field and dump your chute in somewhere.
Yeah.
Just pull the chute door.
What movie is that? Meaning of Life? She's standing washing the dishes, drops the kids, and will you get that? Would you pick that up?
Would you get that up?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Like I said, we got the big wine and cheese tasting today. Our number is 1-833-HF-STINK, of course, 437-8465. I guess, you know, what Rudra's here. We were going to do the Gig Sky thing. So at some point, you just relax. But at some point, we'll just get Rudra to come over and talk about Gig Sky.
Yeah.
It couldn't be simpler. Did we figure out the name the city thing? Because we sent... The new banner, I sent it to you, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we're going to get that up ASAP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I saw it this morning.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So Rudra's going to be talking about Gig Sky. Who else is going to be in? I think I said Michelle Levesque is coming in from LFS, I think, scheduled to appear. Ian Service, who is... how do we explain that, Phil? He's the guy that our podcast runs on... His service.
Backbone. Yeah, his IT specialist.
It's called magnificentquads.ca.
I thought it was Credible Goat.
Is it Credible Goat? Ian?
There's too many. I don't know.
Yeah, Ian's quads are the size of a small family.
iQuad Online.
Exactly.
That's his company.
And then Stephanie Wilkinson's here just because she's an angel.
Yes, another one of those that's been very loyal to Humble and Fred over the years. No doubt about
now,
that.
Now, may I share what we have in common in terms of our... Yeah, so Stephanie hasn't had any alcohol for, I think, 18 months. Almost 18 months.
You have it?
Yeah, she... do you want to just come over for a second? Interesting. Now, I didn't know about this. I didn't know when you started. You don't need headphones. But I know at some point you sent me a note, and I was like, oh, that's great. And what was the impetus for it? Because obviously it wasn't to lose any weight, for goodness sake. You're just a tiny thing.
I was just getting lazy. I wasn't doing anything. And so for August 2017, I said, for this month, I'm just going to take a month off. And I said, if I can do this for 30 days, you know, like, you can do this for 30 days.
Right.
And I sort of forced myself through the, you know, why did I need to sit down and have a drink? Why did I need to constantly be drinking?
What were the drinks?
Wine.
Mostly wine?
Mostly wine. And vodka.
And wine and vodka.
But not together.
Daddy's favorite drink.
Yeah.
Set him up, Joe. You know, I'm going to just bring this to, you know, yesterday we were talking about the new Canada health guide. The food guide went from the pyramid to this plate full of vegetables, basically. And in the same study that came out, Fred, the headline was, new food guide highlights dangers of alcohol as leading global health concern. For a variety of reasons. Like, in and of itself, alcohol, you know, they've done studies that wine is, you know, whatever it does for you. But it's the insidious nature of alcohol in that, you know, you got into later in your life and pretty soon your average drinking amount goes up a percentage. Do you ever hear this about men as we age that we gain, I'm not sure if it's women, we gain a pound a year on average as
Easy.
We age?
Yeah,
right.
I would think.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So it's the same... For alcohol, you just gain a percentage amount increase, and that's what happened to me. It wasn't like I meant to drink more, just my tolerance went up. Mm-hmm. And was that the same for you?
That was exactly it. I was just finding I was needing more and more
to get the same result.
That. Yeah. And, you know, but the end result was taking longer and longer to not recover from, but because it wasn't that I was waking up every morning. But it was just, I was feeling lazy, and then I didn't want to do anything, and then I was eating the wrong things.
Yeah.
So you would have a glass of wine or two or three every day?
Not every day.
Right.
No, but it would just be, I mean,
But many days.
Many days, and that was part of being a suite holder at the Rogers Center. You
sure.
go in there every day and... Mm-hmm. Start
yeah,
early.
Steph's a big
and,
baseball fan. We're gonna actually from Stephanie. We're gonna go to a baseball story.
You know, the wine thing too. There's just something about wine that it just has a different social connotation or something. You know, like, oh, it's just a glass of wine,
and that's how it all started. Yeah. It was just a glass of wine.
I have a glass of wine while I'm cooking, and then.
And I fell into that whole, you know, yeah. with my kids and their sports. So you know, you fall into yeah. the whole. Oh, it's been. Crazy day. I'm just going to have a glass of wine to calm yeah. down. Well, that turned into a bottle of wine and
yeah, beer too.
Yeah.
The Canada Low Risk Alcohol Drinking Guidelines states that for women, the weekly drinks number is supposed to be 10 over the course of 7 days.
It's definitely
is what
10 is a
danger or
low,
okay.
low risk.
Oh,
low risk alcohol drinking guidelines says for men, 15 drinks. A week. And I remember, yeah,
wow.
That means, you know, you have
a couple a day,
basically. And that kind of goes with those studies that people are always hanging on to, which is a glass of wine a day, the Mediterranean diet, all that's fine. But the problem with 15 and 10 is that as the years go by, that becomes 30 and 20,
right.
and you don't even notice it.
But even that, it's like, okay. 15, but if I have a glass of wine, is it 6 ounce or 10 ounce? You know, what does that mean?
Always 10.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, is there anything? I remember I got to the point where I have those big red wine glasses with the big bowls or whatever,
like a fish
the bell.
Bowl almost, right?
And you pour a couple of glasses of those, and you're like, where'd the bottle go? This bottle is done. But
and that's a conditioning thing, too, because
yes.
you. Figure, you know, that's a glass of wine to me. Anything short of that really isn't a glass of wine.
Right.
You know, so. I remember, Stephanie, somewhere, I didn't even notice when restaurants started doing this. You know, you used to didn't have a choice. They never gave you a choice. It was a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. And then you got five or six or eight or nine. You know, they jumped it up a bit.
And I knew which restaurants had the larger, you know, where it was, you know, eight or nine.
Right.
I knew which ones were nine. But I had started to figure it's that out.
It's your favorite places.
Exactly. But I didn't know. Do you remember? Hey. Like, I don't remember that being a choice. And then I do all. Wow. And then I now it's a choice at almost all restaurants. We'll give you a size up.
I went through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Very social, believe it or not. I remember going out for dinner, going to people's places for dinner, and wine wasn't even part of the landscape.
Yeah.
It, like, hit in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And now it's just everywhere, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just, when I went out for dinner or...
Same with me.
It was, people didn't say, hey, what wine do you drink, or would you like some wine? It was, you finished your beer with your dinner.
I thought that people who drank wine were older people.
Yeah.
And a sort of a separate category. And I told the story the other day about being at my 40th birthday, and all the guys were, you know, we were having steaks, and everyone was drinking red wine, Fraser and Dan and a few people. I had never drank. I had the odd glass. And then when I discovered it, I went through all my 40s just going crazy, drinking wine. I also discovered how much more alcohol was in it. Like beer, you know, a nice strong beer is 7%. You know, it's 17% for a nice thick red. Did you drink red or white?
I didn't like red. You were talking about tannins yesterday.
Yeah.
I instant headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does that to some people.
Yeah. So I was always Chardonnay.
So how do you feel now? 18 months almost.
Amazing.
It is weird, isn't it?
It really has. It's the key to everything else. You know, you do sleep better. Wake up in the morning with a bit of a funny head, you're just dehydrated. Have a glass of water, and you're feeling great 10 minutes later. It keeps
me. You've had absolutely nothing in 18 months.
Absolutely
and
nothing.
Do you think this is it now? This is your lifestyle. This is your life.
I don't see a reason to have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? I mean, because then you get into the why. Is it to celebrate something amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why do I need to have that? Because what's one glass going to do?
Mm-hmm.
No, I get it. Well, and I kind of know what you're asking. Is this your life forever? You don't know. I mean,
it's your life.
It's, and again, not to be too friends of Bill about this, but you know, it's really, I don't even think about it too much anymore. But I know when I do think about it in these conversations, I know, well, I can guarantee almost, unless somebody kidnaps me in New York today and forces me to drink a beer, I'm not going to have a beer today, a glass of wine. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long this is going to last, but I will tell you, every day I don't drink. I was showing Fred a picture today, and you say you didn't notice the difference. It was a shot of Fred and I and Ian Thomas from 5 years ago, and I am 25 pounds heavier in that picture, and it's just... I just was heavier. Everything was heavier. My whole body felt different. You know, I woke up this morning. I felt great.
No, I noticed a difference there. It's just you said, "Oh, look how fat I was!" Like you were some big fat blimp.
And I said,
"Get yourself some slack." It wasn't that bad.
You're one to dog. When we see a picture of you, you're like,
I was a big fat blimp. You were never a big fat blimp.
Cut yourself some slack.
No, come on.
You're a sweet girl.
Look at that picture of me downstairs. In fact, I want to take it down. Anyway, well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So Stephanie's here to help us taste the non-alcoholic wine and with some amazing cheeses. What you also should know about Stephanie Wilkinson is she's a super baseball fan. You just heard that she had a box at the Rogers Center because she loves her b-ball.
I've been there with her.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Well, and my family.
Oh.
Yes.
Really? Is that what you call your fellas down there? Fred and his family?
Your private box?
No, it was great.
Hey, Phil. Ooh. Come on. It's Stephanie Wilkinson you're talking about.
It was first class all the way. It was fantastic. Loved it.
Phil. Stephanie, you may not know this, but there's a bit of controversy surrounding the induction of a very famous Blue Jay pitcher, Roy Halladay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. The story goes, you know, he played mostly his career with the Blue Jays.
Jesus.
Spent a couple of years with the Phillies where, you know, he went to the playoffs and pitched a no-hitter in a perfect game. But just before he retired, or when he retired, he came and signed a one-day contract with the Blue Jays so he could retire a Blue Jay. And on that day, he did interviews, and a couple of guys asked him, if you go to the Hall of Fame, would you want to go in as a Blue Jay? And he more or less said, yeah, of course. This is where it started. This is where I grew. This is where I became a man. This is where I had my family. Yes. And then yesterday, his family, after he was nominated or inducted or whatever, his wife came out and said he's going to go in with a generic cap. Not a Blue Jay, not a Philly. Hmm.
And you're a huge fan. Yeah. Isn't that kind of a heartbreaker, really, in a way?
When I first heard it, I felt that way. Exactly.
A little betrayed.
Yeah. It was 2013 that he came and signed that one-day contract to retire as a Blue Jay. But in the years afterwards, he was doing a lot of work with the Phillies.
Oh, I see.
So,
like an ambassador type of thing?
Yeah, but he was working with the young kids because he was very, very good with, you know, with the younger kids in the program.
Community outreach or whatever.
Yeah. So I think that while we sit here and we go back to the film from 2013, I think there were probably things that were going on between 13 and 17.
Okay.
And that at the end of it all, he was doing a lot with that. And that would be a slap in the face to the Phillies organization, I think, if there had been no real... This was a way of putting the two teams together that both were equally as important. I think a lot of the Toronto people who have written some really nasty, nasty things about... Randy, is that...
Since yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's horrible.
What, social media?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
The names of the people, like Blue Jay Nick. Blue Jay Nick 41.
Yeah. I hate her guts.
I know, it's pathetic.
Okay, Blue Jay Nick 41.
Yeah.
Now get back on the truck. That's interesting to hear Stephanie's perspective, only because you've been a supporter of the team. You have a box at the... You're not a casual fan. You're pretty intense. I know your son played baseball. And maybe there is some to that. And maybe that's why she's respecting Roy's wishes that we don't know about.
Yeah, and who knows, the new regime with the Blue Jays, too. Who knows if something happened along that?
I heard that, too. But they did retire his number.
Yeah.
What I had sort of thought might happen after all this is that Bremner would be changed to Roy Halladay Way or something like that.
Well, that would be nice.
But I just think that by going in with a generic cap... she said it's because he was a major league baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
It serves both teams.
Yeah,
I mean he played most of his time in Toronto, but he won the World Series in Philadelphia.
Well, that's amazing.
Oh, did they win when he was there?
What is going on here?
Well, yeah, and he had the perfect game in the.
Yeah,
and it just goes back to that video of him saying he would retire as a Blue Jay. But you're right, a lot could happen,
and a lot happened. Maybe that we don't know about.
And
his son plays for Junior Team Canada too. Yeah. So.
And it's not unique for players to go in with generic caps either. There's a lot of them, about 75.
So what about you and I? If we get inducted into the Radio Broadcast Hall of Fame, are we going in with the edge cap on, or do we go in with the other 19 places that we've worked since?
I don't know.
Spanish radio.
Have we worked on Spanish radio?
Probably.
Chris Emmanuel!
I don't know.
What?
Happy birthday.
Thanks, bro.
Maybe I'll go in with a beer cap on my head. Yeah, that's what I'll do. You can wear a hubbuka.
No, I was going to go with a
edge hubbuka.
No, a cowboy hat with a hubbuka on top.
All right.
All right, we got to go here. Thanks, Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome, sir. Great appearance. Heartfelt. Amazing. Beautiful. Controversy still swirling. We're going to take a break here. Controversy swirling around the moose.
All right.
The moose controversy continues. Yes. Forget shutting down the government. We need to figure out the moose jaw moose controversy. And now it's gotten to Stephen Colbert. And we'll play that clip when we come back. It's Humble and Fred Radio. Great to have you along as we are... finishing off another fine week of broadcasting. You can get hold of us if you want. It's the Southern Ontario's comedy superstation. And anywhere in the world you can hear us is humbleandfredradio.com.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
Okay, who wants to see a Hamlet in a Freddy balloon?
baloney, huh? The fat stomach and the saggy ass. There you go, it's a Hamlin and Freddy baloney.
It's a Hamlin and Freddy baloney smell.
Yeah, it's a Hamlin and Freddy baloney.
Hamlin Fred Radio.
Mr. Glassman, Glassman.
Mr. Glassman.
And we're back. It's Humble and Fred Radio, the most hot podcast and download podcast. And it was downloaded sometimes, and other times it was not. So download it. Stop being stupid. Brought to you by FYI Musica.
Yeah, FYI MusicNews.ca. You know, this is Canada's journal about the Canadian music industry. And there's so much there. It's unbelievable. The profiles and the charts that you can read. There's a job section. Today's new track is great to stay on top of music. Actually, go there and click on the song and listen to it. Matt Anderson, Free Man, is the song. Again, if you... you know, you enjoy music and you're interested in Canadian music, this is the place to go. It's all there, clear and concise, up to the minute, fyimusicnews.ca.
Sweet. Talking to Jessica Morin from Strain Print.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had a little client catch-up meeting, and they're doing great things there. In the next couple of months, we're going to get some people that they're setting us up with, doctors and scientists, leading Amazing. Researchers. In the world of cannabis connectivity, stay up to date with Strain Print's companion app. Download it on Apple, Google Play, strainprint.ca. Check them out on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. Really, if you're trying to figure out how cannabis is going to work for you in this new frontier, you got to get the Strain Print companion app, strainprint.ca. You know, it's funny how people, and thank you very much, Amanda, and everybody saying happy birthday. It's interesting how in the Facebook world, birthdays just become this thing. You just see it. You know, I guess the alert you see is it's Howard's birthday, and then you just click on it, and you do. It's like the least you can do for somebody is click like or whatever. And then the second thing, the next level, is some of your friends might post happy birthday, whatever. But I think this is, and we talked about this a couple birthdays ago, when I didn't know what HBD stood for.
All right.
when we were kiddies, no one HBD'd you. You know, for some reason, we had time to go for the entire three words.
Right.
Happy birthday. It's two words. HBD.
Howard's got the HBD today. Right. Again.
Oh, no. Every year I get the HBD.
Dr. HBD.
It really is the least you can do for somebody is just go HBD. B, D, enter, suck it. Anyway.
My last birthday, I thought, why isn't anybody wishing me a happy birthday?
Right.
And then I sort of got that pit, and I thought, boy, people dislike me that much. And then I remembered I had prevented people from being able to post on my site.
Oh.
Made me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Nobody can post on my site but me.
Yeah. Really? You know, it's funny, because...
What?
It's funny. That attitude, you know, crops up every once in a while. Nobody like me, everybody hate me. Listen, man, on your birthday, I'm an HBD you in person.
HBD.
Let's talk to this angel man. He is the retirement Sherpa. He's a portfolio manager. You're not, so stop trying to pretend you are. Okay? Tim Nibblesworth, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Tim. Yeah. Tim, HBD.
Good morning, everybody, especially the birthday boys. Sorry, fate's conspired to not let me be there in person to say that.
Yeah, no worries, pal. We were texting last night, Tim and I, and at first I didn't really know what you were talking about. Tim says something like, I don't know if I can get there for the wine and cheese because there's a garbage bin on my driveway. I'm like, I don't know.
What, you can't get out, Tim?
No, I had some raccoons take up residence, and they're coming in today to clear out all the insulation and put new stuff in because they were, you know, kind of ruined it. Thank God for insurance. And so I hate to admit, I made sure that they put it on the left-hand side of the driveway so I could get my car out. They did. I'd forgotten that I'd switched what side I put which car on this year. But I was saved by the fact they had four skids of insulation on the other side, so both sides of the driveway were blocked.
Hold on. Just to be clear, Tim said four skids of and not four skins of insulation. Just that it's not an insulation you can buy except in Thornhill.
But it's R50.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And organic. I haven't seen mine in 59 years. Seriously. Yeah. Literally 59 years ago today, I still had some foreskin. Now I've just got saggy skin. Anyway, I'm here all week.
What? No, you're not. I'm this you're is going it. To New York.
I'm not here all week. Listen, Tim Niblett, stock market volatility, the latter part of 2018 was volatile. How can that be our friend, Tim?
Well, thanks for asking. Welcome. You know what? It's just a part of the process, right? And so there's lots of ways that it can be good for us. And one of the ways is that, especially if you're in a, say, mutual fund with a good active manager or do some yourself, you can find some really good bargains, right? I always say that money's the only thing people don't want on sale. So volatility on the negative side can help you invest in some great companies at prices that are a bargain.
So you've got here that you saw some portfolios where the people, what, were like averaging 2%?
Yeah, it was crazy, right? Actually, a few of the ones I looked at recently, some were like balance funds or income funds from large banks, which are awesome people, of course. But yeah, there's a thing, Fred, called the Rule of 72. Right. If you divide your return into 72, that's how many years it takes to double. Well, think of it. If you're only making 2% a year, 36 years before your money doubles. That's a long time.
And then at 6%, it's only 12. Wow. So that just gives you an indication of... And 6% isn't that wild, is
but
it?
It's not wild, but it's a nice average. And, and I was going to ask you, Tim, you know, I remember in my 40s, my advisor at the time had talked about you would hope to double your net worth every 6 to 8 years, but you'd have to have 7 or 8%.
Well, what is it? Every 7 years, you need 10% return, right?
Right, exactly. Like okay. Exactly. So, you know, to have fun at the 6% versus the 2%, in those same 36 years at 6%, you're going to have doubled 3 times. So you're going to have 8 times as much money just by getting a little bit, a very realistic amount, a little more return on your money. So volatility can be the friend as far as things that sometimes go up and down the most, also long-term go up the most, and that can help create a lot of wealth for you.
You know, so many lessons of the market, you know, we all learned early on, I think, you know, when Warren Buffett first became, you know, known to the wider public. And one of the things, you know, he talked about the idea that the best time to invest was 20 years ago. The next best time was today. And the idea is you can't predict when markets will go up and down, so you have to be in the markets. So when they go up and down, you're along for the ride.
And we've talked about dollar cost averaging in the past, right? Very simple but powerful. Right. A tool because, again, the volatility, the ups and downs of 20 years doesn't happen 20 years ago. But, yeah, if the prices are up, you're going to be buying less units. If the prices are down, you're going to be buying more units. So you really, just by putting a same amount of money into the same investment over a period of time, you've made the ups and downs work for you instead of against you.
You know, as you get older, when you get to be our age, hopefully, and I, you know, if you're in a position you don't have a mortgage and you're somewhat debt-free, you actually want interest rates to go way up. Because remember, there was a time where bonds were paying 8, 9, 10%. Imagine that, a guaranteed bond paying you enough to double your money every 7 years. Those days are long gone. But again, part of me is thinking, geez, if interest rates go up, that wouldn't be that bad. Of course, it would devastate most of the population, but...
You know, I remember, Tim, I bought my first house in 1992. The interest rates were 13% on my mortgage. When I remortgaged my house in 93, they were 11%.
Yeah.
You know, what would an 11% mortgage rate do to this man's economy? And woman's economy, too. Amanda Baca.
Those $1.2 million houses would be worth about, what, $300,000, maybe?
Yeah. So, Timmy, that's what I was sort of getting at. The idea of dollar cost averaging, not just for investors, but nowadays, at this time of the year, I should say, this time of the year, we all start thinking about RRSPs. There was a time when I just did a sort of a monthly RRSP contribution, and that just became how I invested for a while there. And what do you think about that, contributing to your RRSP monthly?
Definitely the best way to do it, right? It's easier to eat an elephant one bite at a time, as Bill Murray would probably say. And when you got to do it right at the last minute, you probably won't be able to put enough in. It really ruins your cash flow. I do remember doing a ton of RSP loans for people back in the day. And if that's the only way you can get it in, then it's definitely worth doing. And there's some good strategies to make those work better for you. But yeah, just do it on a regular basis, monthly basis. You'll never notice it missing, and you'll certainly notice it adding up.
Well, those are always, as always, wise words from the Sherpa. All right, so you're back in Toronto for a while. Are we going to see you in a visit or two?
Yeah, 24 hours ago, I was walking Gator in beautiful, sunny, soon-to-be 70-degree weather, and today I'm trying to decide if it's recycling or garbage out on our snowy court. So it's very exciting stuff.
Well, we hope to see you soon, my friend. Thanks for being on the show. We thank you. As always, Tim's a portfolio manager. Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Tim.niblett at raymondjames.ca. Thank you, sir. All the best to you.
My pleasure. Enjoy some Hill Street wine and some beautiful cheese for me, please. I wish I could be there.
All right, we will.
Thank you, Timmy. Will.
Next Wednesday, boys. Have a great Tim. Week.
Okay, and girls. Ass. See you later.
More families here. This is great today because now we don't have to do any of our own spots. Let's get Rudra over here. Yeah. We got Tim. Yeah, we're going to get to this Moose Jaw story as well. We're going to need some more chairs. Maddie, Nick, what's up? Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, family. LFS, credit and finance. Everybody's here. It's Sponsor Appreciation Day on the Humble and Fred Show.
Sponsor drop in.
Hold on. Yeah, a little sponsor drop in.
Yeah.
HBD.
HBD. What's the... You know, that is true, by the way. I don't know if you remember me. That was the very first time I'd seen HBD. I had no idea what it meant.
That's fair. It's not a really used one.
Well, I never heard of it when I was a kid.
It's not like PM or something.
I had asked somebody what LOL was at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
What's this LOL? What's
LOL?
What is this?
Yeah.
I think that's one of those things age-specific. Like, you really shouldn't be lolling after a certain age. But I'll tell you, I have friends of my ilk that will loll. They'll send you a loll. I'm like, why are you lolling
and
me?
And often what they write isn't even laugh out loud.
It's not even loll worthy.
In fact, it never is.
No.
It never
like,
is.
Laugh out loud, really? Isn't there something for giggle or...
Guess I'll be late for work. LOL.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing is they put it at the end of stuff. It's not even remotely funny.
No.
What's the symbol for that's not funny? TNF.
Or if you... Give somebody a little shot or a little criticism in a thing. You always LLA to soften the
yes.
blow.
Yes. Yeah. Or a winky face.
Winky face, smiley face.
Kissy wink. Kissy wink.
Did you get my note? A second ago, I just sent you a text. Sent Rachel a text saying, oh, there's a few people in the studio. Just so you know.
Bring your sponsor to work day.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We're trying to get this to compete with bring your grade 9 to work. Now we have more people at the door. Over the door. There, that's Terry. That's actually, that's the CEO of Hill Street Beverages.
Woo-hoo!
Look at that. Look at that, man. I'll gussy it up. Mm-hmm. This man right here is the Senior Vice President of Worldwide Global Intelligence, Rudra Rishi Maharaj.
Good morning, everyone.
There he is. What's going on, man? How's your... Oh. Now, you got the gig here. Now, Rudra is Gig Sky Canada. His brother is Gig Sky Somewhere Warm.
Yeah, he's in Palo Alto.
And no, I know.
And this
Rafi
week,
got the gig. He's like, oh, it's a nice day. What's up, Rudra?
Hey, not too much. You know, we've got our contest going on. And, you know, this weekend with the NHL All-Star Game in San Jose, hopefully we'll get a lot of Gig Sky exposure with those... with all the events going on.
Right on.
Yeah, because Gig Sky is a sponsor of the Sharks.
Yep.
And is it just... What are those hockey boards called? There's a... Like,
yeah, they got the electronic banner on
the banner.
On the boards, and then in sign or in arena signage that's up there. So
this would be a big deal in San Jose too, because being their only pro team, and then having the All-Star game.
Yeah, well, you know, San Jose, that whole area, you got San Francisco and then Oakland, right? So there's lots of teams there to...
Well, that's what I was saying, too. The 49ers actually play closer to San Jose than they do San Francisco.
Yeah, and, you know, but Golden State is obviously doing quite well in basketball, too.
And doesn't the New York Giants, don't they play in New Jersey?
Yeah, so do the Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
Yeah, I think Fred has said, what's the only New York State football team? And that's Buffalo.
Yeah, it is.
Are they still playing? They're not working anymore.
Well, they stopped playing about the second week of the season.
I was going to say, weren't they done in like November?
They want to join the CFL, apparently.
they might win. Probably not. What's going on now? It's not Guess the City. It's Tell Us Your Story. Give us a memorable story. And once again, we're going to give you a chance to test drive the GigSky SIM and data package.
Yeah, so there is an error on the banner page. It says Guess the City, but that's what we were planning for earlier. But it is, give us your travel story. And through the month of February, each Monday, we were planning to give away a GigSky SIM and $100 worth of GigSky credit for hopefully your spring travel plans.
Well, and it's really simple to enter. You just go to our page, humbleandfredradio.com, click through on the GigSky banner. Once we get the right one up.
Yeah.
Or go to gigsky.com and, do this. Like, we've all tried it, and we want you to try it as well. Couldn't be simpler. We're going to give away the first one. Did you mention February 4th?
February 4th. Okay. Yeah, I was just looking around. There's probably more people in this room who have used the service than not used the service.
Wilkinson, have you tried it?
No, I
want to
try it.
Oh, Wilkinson's going to sign up with Rudra. That'll be cool, man.
No, it's fantastic. I'll be using it in the next few weeks down in Mexico.
Yep.
Which is... It's just so handy, especially with your maps thing.
Oh, yeah.
When you're out and about.
Yeah.
Be hooked up that way because, what data would cost otherwise, so.
Yeah, it's funny. I've used the maps even when I've taken a taxi just to make sure the taxi driver is taking me the right route.
You know, it's funny you mention that because for me, even when I'm... Like, I had a car in Florida that had a GPS built in, but I like having my GigSky just in case. It's like I like having it with me because, it's reliable. Because you never know if you're going to be in a zone that's got Wi-Fi or if your GPS is going to break down. But it's nice having that reliability. You're going to Mexico?
Well, yeah, I have an aftermarket Garmin or something that I usually take with me, but it doesn't have Mexico.
Yeah, you were saying that earlier this week, that that the maps on Google Maps or whatever is up to date. Any of those aftermarket products, you need to update them.
And use it with your GigSky, and it's costing you next to nothing.
Yeah, and...
it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely, and you also see the traffic and everything else on those Google.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Rudy, thanks very much. We'll give away the first one on the 4th, as we mentioned. You can enter as much... go enter now, for goodness sake. It's $100 worth of data. It's the free SIM. And all the best. Good luck with the All-Star Game in San Jose. Give our best to Ravi and Meredith. And that's Ravi's daughter. She's in charge of some stuff.
Yeah, she'll be coming up in... March sometime, so
we'll get her in here.
See if we can bring her in.
I'm sorry, you're actually going to the game?
No, I'm not going to the game. My brother's going to the game.
All right. Well, yeah, his brother.
It would be nice just to have that kind of lifestyle, just fly in for the game and fly back out.
Do it, Rudy.
Go for it.
Just send Ravi a text. Listen, as Global Marketing Director and Vice President, I really need should be at the Sharks
game.
That'd
be a nice little perk.
Come on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. But
all right, Rudra,
unfortunately
Rishi Maharaj. Look at that.
Thanks, guys.
Take your sponsor to work day continues. We'll get to our new friends from LFS Credit and Finance. They're going to pop in, drop in. We got, did we miss anybody? Well, we got our friends from Hill Street Beverages and Afram Pristine from the Cheese Boutique coming in here. We'll do a little wine and cheese party at 8:30.
Okay.
Should we get to this Colbert clip? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, this is... So it actually made the Colbert Show now. The battle between Moose Jaw and where is it?
Someplace in Norway? Sean?
Norway. Who has the biggest moose?
Yeah. Keep talking.
Moose Wars.
Norway's in the lead right now, right?
By a foot.
Yeah.
I just love.
And then Moose Jaw's going to put theirs on stilts or something.
Something like that. Yeah. I will tell you right now, having grown up there, this is by far the biggest thing that's happened since Art Linkletter was born in Moose Jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him?
Absolutely.
Was it Art Linkletter? I don't know.
Well, that's the world's tallest moose statue. Oh, yeah. They have been feuding ever since Norway crushed Canada in Olympic curling. It was brutal, tens of people were bored. For 35 years, the world's tallest moose statue has been in the world's most Canadian-named city, Moose Jaw. Okay? Moose Jaw, of course, just north of the town, Beaver Scrotum.
Now, even though that's a, it's an old concept, it's fun hearing him do that. You know, where does the moose's jaw? It's 6 feet from the moose's ass. You know, all that stuff. But the fact that he went Beaver Scrotum is funny to me. Stan! Good Lord. Anyway, he talks about, you know, have you seen the Norway moose, though, Fred?
It's, no.
It's stunning. Like, it's a silver, you know, statue. It's, you know, shiny.
Is it new?
It's very new.
Okay.
Here's what he says.
Now, Canada's moose is 32 feet tall, but Norway built one that's 33 feet tall, which is serious business to Moose Jaw Mayor Fraser Tolmie. He said the moose statue was not only the pride of Moose Jaw, but of all of Canada. No, it wasn't, said all of Canada. So this is, what exactly are we dealing with here?
Anyway, so, you know, I can't remember who first sent me the story. This last clip was sent by one of our listeners, James Shanahan. I think that's his name. Anyway, I thought it was just going to be like one of those little stories in the news and it would go away because it's a moose. But this it's getting more traction
now. Buzz.
Well, I think what it is, it's like taken against a backdrop of all the actual serious stuff that's going on in the world. You know, there's quite a bit of that. Apparently, your U.S. government is still shut down.
Mine.
Yeah, you know.
I'm no, here.
That is a great... does he bring... I'm surprised he doesn't bring that, actually bring that up, given the contrast of what's an issue in the States and what's an issue in Canada.
No, exactly. That's correct. Yeah. This is the worst, the biggest controversy we're dealing with. The government's still running, but the moose thing has just gotten out of control. apparently, yeah, they're going to put the moose on stilts or give the moose a bigger rack. And then he makes a boob joke. Anyway, that's an actual controversy in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
That's amazing. You're right, though. They love doing that. They love saying, look at the things that are making the news in Canada, like when Trudeau elbowed that woman or whatever. Remember that? That was that because they're like, we're dealing with this.
Right.
You're dealing with an elbow.
And when Chrétien strangled the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Got lots of mileage out of that one.
And when Trudeau went on that trip where he was going to dress up like people from different countries.
Oh, yeah. Went, that, you know? Thing.
Nah, that thing.
That thing. It's a Small World ride.
That's right.
Trudeau style.
What Trudeau went on is, let me dress like your culture tour. Anyway, I just thought.
And that, buddy, can you imagine Trump of going to India and getting in that garb and dancing? Imagine what that would look like. Huh?
Yeah, he'd look like something from Barnum and Bailey. It's like, why is that giant clown? But I think it is interesting. You know, they're dealing with all this stuff. You know, the latest Trump thing is that now there will not be a State of the Union until the government opens up again, whenever that is. Lots of things being, you know, it's funny. It's not funny. It's interesting. It's not just being affected, you know, in the States. It's affecting them around the world. Not the least of which, my global entry interview. I'm just worried that gets canceled again.
Yours is when?
It's February 4th.
Mine's 11th. When's yours?
Tomorrow, officially, but they canceled that.
I can't. Have they?
Yeah.
Because I can't go on another trip with Rachel where she goes through the Nexus thing, and I'm just, like, standing there with, like, the plebs. Don't worry about me, honey.
Canada Customs had to tell me that, Amanda.
Oh, I'll be with you in a second. She just goes... Phew.
Yeah, no, it's real.
Oh, it's real,
the
man.
The struggle's real.
So if you go through Nexus, does that mean you don't have to put your stuff in the tray and all that? And
your
shoes off?
You have to go through security. You don't have to go through customs.
You get an expedited lane through security.
It's just expedited, really.
Nexus is just a computer rather than a human.
That's a pretty cool, snobby thing to do. I like it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get
my thing.
It's
better than not doing it.
No, exactly. I can't wait to get
sometimes
my car.
They put you in the line just to put you in the line.
Do they?
Yeah, sometimes they'll be like, all right, we're going to open this one up. And then everyone tries to get in it, and then they're like, no, it's closed again, just to get the line.
When I was in Florida a few weeks ago, they had a lottery thing, and we were traveling with another couple, and it came up on their ticket that they got to go right through, and we didn't. What's that all about?
Well, they paid for it.
Well,
yeah, they paid for access.
No, that'll never happen.
Yeah, that's TSA pre-approved, which is basically the same as Nexus when you're going state to state usually.
Anyway, it was no good for them because they had to stand and wait for us anyway.
But you're right. Sometimes it's not a... It's just a lottery, a random...
All right, we got to take a break. The wine and cheese thing is actually happening. We've got, I don't know, a room full of people ready to taste wine and cheese from Hill Street Beverage Company and the Cheese Boutique. We'll take a quick one and be back. It's 1-833-HF-STINK, 1-833-437-8465 around Southern Ontario for the first time live since 2005. And, of course, everywhere around the world at humbleandfriendradio.com.
You see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in.
Well, a little party broke out today with our friends from Hill Street Beverage Company and the Cheese Boutique. Welcome back to Take Your Sponsor to Work Day. I'm Howard. Fred's here. Hi, who's on the phone?
Hey, what's up? Howard, it's Chris Hewitt from Wallaceburg, Ontario.
I'm sorry, it's Chris from where?
From a small town called Wallaceburg, Ontario, about an hour away from the most southern point of Canada.
Point Pele.
Yeah, you got it. Well, today's your birthday, right, dude?
It is, dude, yes. Today's
okay,
my...
Okay, well, happy birthday. And today I've got the day off because, you know, I kind of took Fred's advice and went and got some stuff checked out, and I got to go get a scope done. So I just want to, like, call in and say, like, anybody else that thinks they've got something going on, go get it checked out. And, you know, all is good, you know?
Well, good.
Yeah, it's like one of those silent killers, you know, like a high blood pressure or whatever. You don't know until you're checked out.
Exactly, or you don't know until you're dead cutting the grass.
That's right. Now, Chris, you already had an appointment, and your doctor wants you to go have your, is it a scope of your, like a prostate scope?
No, it's an upper GI scope. I went and talked to the doctor, and like one thing led to another, and that's actually coming up at 12:30 today. So, yeah.
So what's an upper GI scope?
Essentially,
it's just, in your intestinal tract.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just, yeah, exactly. But, you know, upstairs, not downstairs, right?
So, all right. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, man, good for you to, a lot of guys won't do that. It's for something about, man, we just think, well, this hurts, but it'll go away and then I'll be dead.
Right. But, yeah, there's like a bravado or something, but
I think
yeah,
it's fear,
exactly.
Actually.
You've got to get over it, you know?
You know, I used to think it was bravado. I just think men are afraid to find out, you know, if there's something wrong with you, you have to go get it fixed.
Exactly.
Now, in Wallaceburg, are you listening live or are you a podcast guy?
I'm a podcast guy through, I listen every day through TuneIn's radio app on the Funny right. 820.
Mm-hmm.
And then after lunch, I check in and I re-listen to it just to hear the sweary, funny stuff on the podcast extra.
That's right. Funny. He's referring to our podcast extra, which will now forever be known as the sweary, funny stuff.
Yeah, you got it.
That's great, Chris. Well, listen, man, go get yourself checked out and do this for us. We're back next week, and sometime in the next couple of weeks, just catch us up and let us know that everything's okay. Okay, pal?
Yeah, I'll just shoot you guys an email for that. It'll be great.
Well, shoot us the scope pictures. Yeah. We'd like to see them.
For sure.
You know, I was going to see. I'm going to see what I can do about that.
At the very least, see if you can get something from your upper GI tract that we can maybe autographing for us.
GI Joe.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, buddy.
Yes.
Right
on. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thanks, but you stay safe. Stay strong, Chris. That was very nice. See? Look at us affecting people's lives.
Yeah.
You know?
You saved his life, Fred.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not that severe.
Oh, I think it is.
Oh.
I think you've saved that
man's
life.
Well, once we look at the pictures.
Well, I'll have a look.
We can say you changed his life for the better.
Yeah, I got it.
I've been changed for the better.
Is that your pageant song?
No, that's my Wicked.
Oh, that's Wicked. That's right. Yes, call that.
Because I knew you.
Oh, God.
You see, that's part of the problem with guys, too. It's like, there's nothing wrong. Why would I go get checked? They might find something wrong.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
No, that's what I mean. It's like, so many guys, like, it's like not doing your taxes. At some point, it's going to catch up to you.
Oh, it is. That's for sure.
Let's, Michelle Levesque is here. It's Take Your Sponsor to Work Day. And we have a bunch of people in this room that support the show. We've got Gig Sky. We've got Hill Street. We got other people. Stephanie Wilkinson, big supporter. Michelle Levesque from LFS Credit and Finance. Look at him. He's got the kids. Brought his kids with him. Kids are great. It's so funny because Maddie and Nick. It's Nick, isn't it? Everyone, because they're just waiting for, they're just trying to sort of job shadow dad until he decides to retire. What's that?
Or croak.
And then they're just like, dad, are you okay? They keep feeding him, like, raw bacon. And, hey, Papa, would you like a cigarette? No, I don't even smoke. Come on, Papa, smoke, Papa. And you know the one you got to watch. It's not Nick. Nick's got
Maddie.
Your back. It's Maddie, man.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you look at it, she's like, wow. Like, seriously, like, she's not getting up every day and plotting your demise.
He might be the silent killer, though.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
That is funny. Well, what is it like working with your kids?
It's good. They're here right now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't say too much. No, it's been pretty good.
Can you guys walk in the door in the morning and, like, it's business?
Yeah.
Like, how?
I mean, it's a little bit of fun, too.
Right.
Yeah, so we do a lot of dicking around.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty flexible for them.
I bet it's flexible for them.
They take advantage a lot.
Do they? I can't imagine.
Yeah, kids these days.
I'm sorry, Fred. Is the dog trying to scratch to get back? Where is the dog?
No, that wasn't the dog. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Another noise. I don't know.
Well, we've been talking about LFS Credit and Finance, and I never followed up with you about you got a little inquiry.
Yeah, we got a lead right out of the gate. So the day back when you had the technical problems, we did the live.
Just go a little closer.
The next day.
Right.
So we aired the next day of appearing here, and that day someone called in. So they had been listening on the radio and called me up that afternoon. Said they had heard me on the show, liked how we sounded and stuff, and gave me a call. So we worked that deal, got all the information in from the customer at the beginning of this week. Within 24 hours, we had an approval for her.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
No, thank you, sir. See, Maddie, Nick, that's how it's done. This is when the grown-ups get involved. I'm kidding. You're a grown-up, too.
So it works. The advertising works.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing, does. Man.
Yeah. We love those stories.
Yeah, would you, I bet you do. So do I.
Would you mind, Phil, take that off the show. We'll just run that clip over and over again.
That's right. Anyone thinking of joining?
Yeah, if you're thinking of Humble and Fred Radio. Well, you know what's interesting? When we first started talking and I found out that your company is, you know, it's you and Maddie and Nick. You know, it's interesting because, you know, not every dad would want to have, would want to be doing that with their family, but they seem to be fine. I mean, they're bright.
No, they're finished. Yeah, they are bright. They're finning in light very nicely. They're learning a ton. So they started off back in April after they finished school, April, May kind of thing. And they've been shadowing me ever since, and they're starting to get their own deals.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's good for you down the road.
Absolutely. Daddy takes a cut.
That whole passive income thing is fantastic.
Absolutely. All I need is 10%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony
Why
Soprano.
Would you ever totally retire?
Yeah, that's great. DaddyTakesACut.com.
That's right.
I think we'd like a King Lear theme going on.
There it is. I just want to make sure you understand the website for everybody. It's creditfinance.ca. It's LFS, Credit and Finance Solutions. It's bring your clients to work day, and we certainly appreciate you being here. And I'm really glad because, you know, I'm glad that you got at least some activity because with the company like LFS, you know, it just has to be the perfect. Someone needs to be looking for some equipment at the time they hear about us talking about you, and then in this particular case, the perfect storm. A deal came together. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for whether it's construction, medical, industrial, restaurant, I mean, there really isn't anything these guys can't help you finance, and it basically helps not tie up your own capital. So that's the theme there. Michelle, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very
Maddie,
much.
I was just kidding. You know, you're my favorite. Except
she
for
knows.
Poor Maddie. And ever since we had lunch together, and was that's when we all bonded over. What do we have? Vegan something or
veggie
other.
Veggie something.
Veggie huh? something yeah. or other. We're all just eating some veggie tacos. And anyway, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Michelle Levesque, everybody.
Thank you.
What'd you have, a cauliflower steak?
Yeah, we're going to do that. Where are we gonna, yeah. Where are we doing that?
Fat Pasha?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're going to go there. Soon. Whenever you come over,
I'd record.
I'd love to try one of those.
Yeah, actually. I think it would be cool.
Why don't you come over?
Go online and look. Just look at how they make it look like a steak. It's pretty cool.
Can I get one on Amazon?
Yeah, for sure you can. I was reading an article this morning about, speaking of food delivery, that Uber Eats has become the number one food delivery service, apparently.
Yeah.
It's taken over like all those other ones.
Fedora.
Skip the dishes. Fedora.
Yeah.
That's one thing about being downtown. Yeah. I don't know if you see this in the suburbs as much, but in the city, every restaurant, we were in a restaurant last night, GFR and I, and in the city, it's just constant food delivery guys coming in another restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what I'm talking about, Steph? Like, it's funny, no matter where you are, there's just some guy with a bag of food picking it up, delivering, and it's amazing. Restaurants don't have to do that for themselves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. They don't have to hire drivers.
Well, and restaurants you wouldn't have been able to order from.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
That is
right?
The big thing.
Yeah, you can order anything, anytime.
But like a cauliflower steak?
Like a cauliflower steak.
Mm-hmm. We should do that because it would be cool. I remember the first time I saw that online, how they make it. Again, it looks like a...
I thought you meant be an Uber Eats driver.
Yeah, we should do that,
I could do that.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be driving for Juber Eats. That's
yes,
why.
Right.
That's right. our service is like, no, you get it yourself. That's what it's going to be. Why are you bothering me? It's cold.
It is cold. Imagine being one of those people on a bike with a...
No, it's ridiculous.
With that huge pack on the in the bike lane and... I don't know.
Is there anyone we haven't put on yet that's a client? Chris Emanuel's here. He's from Smart Reno.
Chris Emanuel.
Like, we'll get Chris over here. He's.
You'll see the studio that he helped.
Is he
build,
at the,
that he helped build? He did build.
Is he at the interview status though?
Who? Him?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know.
Good morning, Fred. So nice to see you.
I think he is, but if you don't like
has
him,
has he moved
listen.
Up to gold yet?
Maybe.
Listen, I mean, to that smooth voice.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Or his girlfriend, Rachel. Because Chris has done work for you, for me, for Fred, for Rachel,
yeah.
And for Rudra. Steph, has he done any work for you? And again, you know, if it's private, you guys don't have to talk about it. But I remember when Rachel first met Chris, he's like, oh, he's like Idris Elba. I'm like, oh, please.
Jealousy is such,
I know, he's
such an ugly emotion.
I know. And so he's like really Idris Elba, hey, you know.
Do you work out or does that just happen?
This
yeah.
shape
yeah.
just happens after a while.
Nice, eh?
He steady diet that. Of huge, huge black coffees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know that too. Like, no, it's tea.
It's tea.
You think it's coffee,
it's
but
Earl Grey tea.
Yeah, that big mug that he drinks, the size of a child. Honestly, the mug of...
And espresso, yes.
Is it what?
Espresso.
Espresso.
We do a lot of espresso at our house.
Marco makes great espresso.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Yeah, we talked to... Chris did some work over at Barker's place. He did some work recently here. We knocked out a wall. We brought down walls together. It was amazing.
Literally and figuratively, yeah, as we said.
That was a fun day, you know, because I took a golf club and I started hammering it against the drywall. I was like, this feels so familiar.
Yeah,
so
very funny. Tall, very violent 4-year-old. It was great.
No, Sean has some video of me hammering away at the drywall. It was great.
That's funny.
But, yeah, it's always fun. We had talked the last time you were here, is that you met Chris in a Home Depot?
Home Depot. I was just looking at something, and he walked up beside me and said... Hi, Freddie P, or are you Freddie P? What was
it? Yeah, it was a sink for the original studio.
Right.
The other 31st, right. Yeah.
And Chris did our bathroom. If you've ever been to these studios and you can see your name on the wall, Chris is the one that did it. You know, it's interesting because I was talking to Rachel last night, who's about to move, and I said, you know, I think about when we moved into here, I still had 6 or 7 weeks worth of work to do before we could move the studio into here. And I remembered it. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, yeah, all those days of me and Stan downstairs and you're just watching you do it. It's really quite remarkable and I think a fine piece of... Smart Reno,
and he does it all. He has hung doors for me. He's put up a privacy fence. He's fixed my bathroom floor. Is there nothing you can do? Can't do?
Not really. Everything's on YouTube.
Yeah,
Super.
Yeah, that's what. Everything's on YouTube. That's what we say. At Smart Rental, we say if we can't do it, everything's on YouTube.
But for real, honestly, the thing about Chris that's amazing and having used other people is that prior to him, is that when he says he's going to come, he comes. It's not like, oh, I have another job. Oh, I'm not showing up. Oh, like, which is what I dealt with the people that I had used prior
Everyone
to him.
Knows.
Yeah.
So business is good.
Business is good, as always.
All right.
Most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, it's always great seeing you. Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You going to have a little wine and cheese in a few minutes?
Mostly wine.
Okay, easy now. It's non-alcoholic, son. We worked together, and then we went and we had food. It was fantastic.
It was a great time.
And it's always good hanging out with Chris. How do people get a hold of you? Smart Rental. That's how they do it, okay?
Thanks very much.
There he is. Chris Emmanuel, everybody. Come on. Come on. It's all sponsors all the time.
And humbleandfredradio.com, too. Bottom right-hand corner, there's a badge. You can click through to Smart Rental as well.
I don't know anyone That's has nice. You've traveled recently. It's just funny how, you know, when Fred and I were younger, you would pay a price. You'd get to go on the airplane. They would check your bags and stuff for you. And, of course, now it's like basically they're selling you a seat on the tube in the sky and everything else is extra. Mm. And that is why we talked about this.
I even had to pay a little supplement for my seat the other day with Air Transat.
Did you really?
It was like $15 a seat.
To have a seat. Yeah.
You can stand up if you want.
Is
that
to choose your seat, though?
No.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, you get a picture of the airplane, and a lot of them are nothing, but if you want specific areas, then the price is set accordingly, and I bought a couple for $15.
So what's happened is that because they're charging you for baggage, that everybody has a carry-on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember, you know, the carry-on used to be some sort of small little sack. And now the carry-on is the size of a beer fridge. Everyone's going down the aisle. No one can, and that's what they keep saying. Every flight I've been on recently, I don't know if it's happened to you, where they say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a full flight today.
Every single flight.
But don't be, if you can't put your thing in the overhead, we'll check it for you.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to check back.
See, I always check it. I'm like, take it, because I have a backpack, too, and all the good stuff's in there.
I'm taking a backpack and a carry-on.
Yeah. When they say that, too, that's not fair to the people that have just paid to put it under. And then these, because they're full.
Oh, I think they charge you, don't they?
No, they don't charge you.
You know, that'll be the next attack by the airlines. They'll reduce the size of those bags or something and just make it small enough that most of those bags don't qualify. Because how much money are they losing that way?
Spirit,
or not making?
If you ever fly Spirit, sorry to interrupt, if you ever fly Spirit Airlines, it's exactly that. Mm-hmm. You better get those measurements ready because you're at the airport and everyone in front of you is having a fight because they have whatever carry-on they've used for every other airline and that carry-on is too big. It's not their requirements and so you pay extra and when you do it at the airport, it's like three times the amount with them. It's insane.
That's all the airlines have to do is reduce those dimensions a bit and all those carry-on bags are obsolete now and have to be checked. They're coming for you.
Yeah, it's funny how that has become the thing when you travel now is to just figure out, hopefully you get on soon enough that there's still room in the overhead. Because the last couple flights I got on, there was a bit of a scuffle with the humans.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you know, I already had my stuff there. And this, I saw this, wasn't me, but somebody was hammering his bag into somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. But other than Toronto, I don't find it that bad at most places. By the time, like Tampa, by the time you get down that escalator, your bag's there.
Yeah.
So whether you...
Oh, I see. You mean checking a bag. Yeah.
Yeah, checking a bag. It's there. I mean, Toronto's a bit of a challenge sometimes, but generally...
Yeah.
I always check it. And when they're like, who wants it? I'm like, here you go. Take it. I would have... You just saved me some money.
Well, you know, I think smart travelers for a while haven't been checking their bags because they're more business travelers don't. But, you know, when I went to Florida in December, our bags didn't come off for 45 minutes. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
I will say, though, as much as we complain about the bags and so on, air travel has not really gone up in price. I haven't found. People can fight me on that if they want.
Oh, they will.
I just got flights to Hawaii for $400 each.
What?
Yeah, round trip with taxes.
How?
Yeah,
$400 YYZ deals, man.
YYZ deals.
It is a game changer.
Yeah, but did you have to go at a specific time?
Well, they had a lot of flights between now and April.
So you could just hop into one of those windows there.
Yeah. Between now and April,
And that stops in Vancouver?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's funny because I had been talking to him.
You have to sit on Marco's lap, but that's okay.
I know. We didn't pay the. What's so funny is we didn't pay. It was $26 to pick a seat, and I'm like, not doing it.
Well, I don't know.
You know, we're going to be stuck in the middle.
But here's the thing, to get to Hawaii from here is a long, long trip.
It is.
But it's a pretty cool place to end up. It's 16 or 17 hours, but once you're there, you're
I've never
Hawaii.
Been. I'm very
I know, it's
excited.
Amazing.
I can't wait.
But I heard about that site, YYZ Deals.
It is my, that's how we went to Europe for $130. We went to Italy for $130 a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but the chances are, if I wanted to go, say, a couple of weeks in August, the chances of that date being available at that price, you have to be flexible.
You
right?
have to be yeah. flexible. Yeah. There's no question about it. But that said, they have stuff that comes up almost every day.
Yeah.
So if you're like, hey, doll, let's
for
go
for retired
some-
people, it would be fabulous.
It is yeah. fabulous. They have Orlando yeah. right now for $150 return.
You know, there's also a site you can go on to determine what's the best seat on the plane. You ever check that thing out? It's pretty cool.
Seat Guru, right?
Seat Guru.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm lucky, though. I sleep well on a plane. So when we worry about seats, it's for Delise. Me, I'm sleeping.
Same with me. Yeah. But I mean, if you go on site, what's it called?
Seatguru.com.
You can go on and you can find the seat that's not a premium seat, that's the best seat on the plane, whether it's the exit row or behind the exit row. Excuse me, Jesus.
I did that on my flight to Singapore, in fact.
That's pre-wedding.
Yeah, because there's a seat on the plane, on the exit rows on United Planes, where two of them are premium seats that you have to pay $300 for, and then there's one tiny economy seat. And so you usually choose that for the legroom.
Very nice. You know, I'm the same as you. I like to watch the plane, you know, make sure that it takes off okay, in case I'm needed. But once it leaves the ground, I sleep. I'll sleep today all the way there. I just find the motion puts me to sleep when like a big baby.
When we go to Ireland, the departure is 11:50 at night.
Beautiful.
Before it takes off, I'll be asleep and I'll wake up when it lands.
Yeah. Just make sure you sleep after they take off, though, because there has been a story about a passenger who got pulled off a plane. I think it was a WestJet plane or something like that, because he took a sleeping pill and then nodded off before.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the flight attendants noticed them and thought he was, you know, under drugs or something like that.
Yeah. This is cool. Wait, what app is this?
That's called Plane Finder. I love it.
Yeah, and you can see all the planes.
Yeah,
and,
you can go anywhere in the world and see what's in the sky at this particular moment.
But you know what? It could be as simple as going on Google Flights, because they have that calendar that low-cost airlines have, so you can find out what the right prices based on your date.
We don't have Mike Muzzin in the studio. He's often here. Let's talk a little bit about iTex before we take a break in a couple minutes. We've got our wine and cheese. We got to talk to Afram. We're going to talk to Terry Donnelly from Hill Street. We're going to chase the wine. We're going to taste the cheese. Afram's put together a thing. Beautiful. I can't even see it.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about, you know, what it means to be a cheese craft. And what's your designation? It's a
cheese master.
And I can't wait to taste this. But first, let's talk a little bit about iTex.
Yeah, speaking of travel, iTex, there is a travel section when you go to their website once you become a member. iTex Barter Canada, proud to announce their newest location is opened in the Hamilton and Niagara region to serve local businesses in that area. Business owners can now join the already more than 200 businesses in the area and thousands across the GTA and Canada to barter their goods, services, hotel rooms, gift certificates, and more. Visit iTex Barter Canada on Facebook. That's the best way to learn more. iTex Barter Canada on Facebook.
Well, speaking of flying, my flight just got canceled.
What?
No.
What happened?
No. So
No.
Wait.
You know, it's funny because I said this the other day, like four flights in a row, maybe they've been delayed or canceled.
Is this a bit?
Does that look like a bit?
Oh, I feel for you. Why?
No.
What happened? I don't know.
Happy birthday to you.
Air Canada.
You know what
why
it might be?
Why are you boning me?
It might be freezing rain.
It's got to be weather. I know. I was thinking that this morning.
How can it be? It's not delayed. It's literally canceled.
Mm.
There are planes in the sky. We just looked at the air.
Yeah, I saw that.
There are planes in the sky.
Somebody's been listening to this show at Air Canada. Let's screw Howard. Let's have some fun.
Member Starlines.
Yeah, hilarious. This is so much fun. Why do they? So where's the? Yes,
here's Howard's frequent flyer number. Let's make sure that we cancel all
nothing.
His flights.
I got nothing from Air Canada as a. I guess they're because I gave them my phone as a text. So
did they give you a text that said canceled? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's canceled. That's hilarious.
Oh my God. So what happens now?
I don't know.
Oh, you'll have to call them and ask for a reschedule.
You call them.
Well, yeah. Oh, I can do that for you if you want.
This is twice in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It says, it just says flight AC blah 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 to LaGuardia canceled. Not delayed, actually canceled. That's awesome.
World class, worldwide, Air Canada.
I can't believe that, honestly.
My heart aches for you.
I know, me too. I have a stone in my heart.
You know what?
Yeah.
Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You never know. Maybe it's a good thing because we would have gone hurtling down the runway, sliding this way and that.
What?
And this way, I get to FaceTime my daughter on my birthday. It'll be great.
Well, does that mean you're definitely not going today?
Well, I just found out. I don't know.
No,
but isn't there another flight or something?
There has to be.
Well, that's the thing that is annoying is that they didn't say delayed till this time. They just said full on canceled
or rerouted or rescheduled.
Aircraft change or issue with that?
Here's what I'll do. I'll put it into the Google and see what the Google says.
Googly.
AC0712. 0712.
So it's not a regional commuter flight.
It just says on Google, updated 17 minutes ago, still says it's going. So we'll see. Isn't this intriguing? Wow, Howard, way to bum the entire room. Let's look on the bright side.
There's no bright side.
There's all the planes.
There's all the planes in the air, just not mine. All right, we'll take a break. I'm telling you, up until last summer, I never had a flight canceled or delayed. And then it's just been nothing but delays and cancels since. Like that trip from Nice to get home, that was like a 10-hour delay. That's strange.
Did you get money for that?
I did.
Yeah, there you go.
I did.
Thank you, Europa. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll figure it out. We're going to do wine. We're going to do cheese. We're going to figure it all out. And, yeah, man.
Dude, I hope that...
It's winter. These things happen. Come on, everyone. I want you to be of good cheer. Like, it could be worse. Good, everyone's so sad.
I'm so sad for you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Humble and Fred Radio around Southern Ontario on Canada's Comedy Superstation, Funny 820.
Silly face I'm going through.
My boy, he's the CEO of Hill Street. I've got the heir apparent, the man with the plan from the Cheese Boutique, Afrin Pristine. Welcome, everybody. It's the
Hill guys.
Street Cheese Boutique Line of Cheese Challenge.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's funny because, Terry, we met you a few years ago, and we had did a little, had a couple conversations, and it all ended up in this month. We've been a part of the Hill Street Challenge. You guys have been in business a long time. People are loving your product. Congratulations. How has the challenge been going? I mean, a lot of people are taking part.
It's fantastic. I see the results of the ad campaign that we've been doing in social media, and we're, a couple million views of the videos that we did. They're pretty funny.
Yes.
Pretty funny stuff. David has done a fantastic job with
Polara
the
Polara kids. Where is that?
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing.
Exactly.
Polara.
He's got some game.
He definitely has some game.
Exactly.
That boy.
So it's really going well. I mean, and with support from guys like you that are getting behind it and spreading the good word and delivering the message out there of how, giving up alcohol doesn't necessarily mean you got to give up beer and wine.
No.
Right?
Been a piece of cake for me.
Yeah.
But with the craft brewed lager, it's not hard.
It's not hard.
No.
And
went through a few watches of the football games on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I drank a bottle of wine last night and was up at 6 o'clock this morning to come down and hang out with you guys. So,
well, we appreciate it.
That was no trouble whatsoever.
I just want to make sure everyone understands that there's still some days left to share and tag hashtag dry for arthritis or hashtag PCC Prostate Cancer Canada. Afram Pristine, his family's been doing the Cheese Boutique for some time now, and it's in, you know, I was there a couple weeks ago dropping off the Hill Street beverages, and your place has just turned into something different, you know, ways it's just gone crazy. It's not just cheese anymore. It's like a specialty grocery store.
Yeah, the name Cheese Boutique isn't quite synonymous with what we do anymore, and we're 49 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. And your father ever pop in anymore?
Is he still? For sure. So my grandfather and father started it, and it's actually very funny. So and it was a very kind of a emotional moment. But December 24th, okay, Christmas Eve, was our busiest day in 49 years.
Wow.
And you know where we are.
Yeah.
Howard, we're just kind of on a little side street in the west end of Toronto.
In a residential kind of area. You wouldn't even know it's there.
And I remember when we moved from Bloor Street to that location in 2000. Okay, so my dad came in December 24th, this past December 24th, and we were just like bumping in the store.
Yeah, it was
just
crazy.
Rocking and rolling. We had like 3,500 customers in and out of the store. Went fairly smooth. And my dad pulled my brother and I aside. And he's like, I remember when the three of us sat outside December 24th in the year 2000 and begged people to come in. Mm. And just to kind of see the evolution and kind of what he's built and what he's built for my brother and I is, it's pretty special.
It really is. I was there on Christmas Eve day.
Yeah. Yes.
And I got up about, you know, 7 o'clock. I go on the website thinking, oh, I'll get there before the rush. And then I go on the website to see the hours of operation. Yeah. They were open at 4 a.m. that day.
Yeah.
4 a.m. they opened.
4 a.m. to
and
4
there were
p.m.
people outside the store.
At 5 o'clock, we were rammed.
Yeah.
And my brother and I, we did a 40-hour shift. So December 23rd, we just stayed all night and worked all the way. And it was, he was rolling out croissants in the back, and I was kind of pre-cutting cheese. And it was actually kind of fun. It was kind of fun. And at the end of it, we were both kind of delirious and had no idea.
So you were 40 hours straight?
40 hours straight.
They had 100 employees.
I don't know why, but that's making me hungry.
<That's>... Well, wait until you try this. Yeah.
So it takes us about 6 weeks to put in 40 hours.
We haven't put 40 hours in years. But we're old, Afram. We're just a couple of old men.
Come on. No way. No way.
I want to talk about, like, because I dropped off some of the wine, and you have some ideas as to how we're gonna do this. But just in general, with regular wine, what are the keys to pairing them? What are the cheese pairing keys that people should think about?
For me, the biggest thing with pairing wine and cheese, which is an obvious great marriage, right? Cheese and wine are very similar ingredients. They're very simple. They're very humble. Cheese is milk and salt. Wine is grapes. That's it. And all the varieties, I think it's very interesting to pair them. For me, the biggest rule is that there are no hard, fast rules. And I like when it's open to interpretation. And I can't tell you or you, this tastes like this and this is going to work. Everyone's palate is different, and and my palate isn't better than anyone else's. It's a bit more trained, but my palate isn't better than anyone else's. So even today when Howard dropped off your wines, which I thought were phenomenal, I had a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun kind of pairing them. I wanted to stick with all Canadian cheeses because we're making world-class stuff, and we should be very proud. It's not just maple syrup and hockey sticks, Howard, that we're making
and
anymore.
Giant mousses.
And Chinese, we're making awesome cheese. So I really kind of, I think I have four pretty good pairings. But then the best part about it is, if that doesn't work for you, no problem. Try something else.
Terry Donnelly, I should also, because you had mentioned you grew up in Regina. You know, when you're in Moose Jaw, Regina's like, oh, the big city, New York City. Wow, cool. But did you ever visit the Big Moose?
Absolutely. We're driven by it hundreds of times.
Yeah, exactly. And they get the picnic table under the ass.
Absolutely.
No one seems to think that's a problem.
It's hilarious.
You've driven by it, but have you ever got out and stood under it?
Absolutely. I had my picture taken there. Perfect. Many times. I took my kids there, had the picture taken with the kids under the moose, standing on the picnic table, pointing up, you know.
Up to its ass.
Because is it a boy? Does, is it a girl? You know,
that's right. So, it's like a Ken and Barbie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know somebody, do you have any grown-ups that can help us figure out? Because I want everybody to taste it.
It's done family style, so
So why don't we do this? Let's get, well, just have you two try it out first. Let's give us something, and then we'll have everyone try something. So, Afram, what would you have Fred and I sample?
Okay. Should I go grab it?
If you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Just an update. My flight is back on now. It has been scheduled to 2. I was supposed to take off at 1:35. I'm now leaving at 2:35. But you know, this is how it starts.
Yeah. I know. It'll be fine.
No, but this is how it started last time. Yeah. You'd think it would be fine, but I do have some precedent for sitting in an airplane for 7 hours. So now I get in at 4, so I'm back on. Let's just give everyone now. I want you all to have a look at this. So when we bring it back to the table, you'll know what you're eating. And what are we going to? So we've got 4 different types of cheeses.
Right,
that's amazing, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's all my favorite food right there.
Yeah, you know. By the way,
that's dinner right there.
I would say, speaking of favorites, I just heard a cork being popped. That is my favorite. The champagne. What's it called?
This is the Brut.
The Brut.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it's really good. And it's not that I.
Did you try the pink one?
I haven't tried it. Let me try that.
You may have a new favorite. I love the pink one.
You may have a new favorite.
Because I'll tell you, the sparkling wine, or the Brut, as it's... Yeah. It really is something else. It tastes so much like... You're not going to miss the alcohol, because it just has this... It's full of flavor, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's fermented.
Is it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah,
we start with... And this is one of the most important things. I mean, when you look at how do you make a great-tasting non-alcoholic wine, well, you actually got to start with a great-tasting wine. So most of the people that get into the non-alcoholic wine business are in the wine business, and they kind of take the wine that isn't good enough for them to put their wine label on, and they take that stuff, the plonk, and they de-alkalize it, and if it converts to vinegar, they make it into vinegar, and if it doesn't, they make it into non-alcoholic wine. And so when we got into the business, the stuff that was out there was just absolutely horrible because people didn't care. They just didn't care. It was like, you know, that's for people who can't drink the real stuff, so, you know, we don't really care what goes into it. So what we did is we said, well, listen, we're going to start with an absolutely fantastic wine, and we're going to de-alkalize that, and then we're going to see what happens. And guess what happens? When you start with a great product, and then you run it through the process, you end up with an absolutely, it's a great product.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can't make a great-tasting non-alcoholic wine unless it's a great wine to begin with. And so all of our products, you know, we've been winning awards all over the world. The Cab Sauv actually won a double gold medal at the San Francisco International Wine Competition. That's the first time ever that a non-alcoholic wine has
won
a double gold medal. Now, double gold means that the judges, in blind taste testing, unanimously decided this was the best-tasting one. Like, so imagine 20 people in a room drinking 50 different wines, and all 20 of them unanimously chose that one.
And are those, so they're trying non-alcoholic wines?
These are non-alcoholic wines, strictly non-alcoholic wines.
Cool.
And these are trained sommeliers that are judging our product. There are people that are certified, and they're in the business, 4,200 wineries competing in the competition. It's the biggest wine competition
in the
world.
Congrats, good for you.
Well, let's try it out. So, Afram, what would you have us try first?
Well,
if you can all just have a look while Afram is explaining this, then you'll sort of know, and then you guys can all try them, and we'll get some reactions.
But let's give Humble some of the Brut Rosé.
Yeah, I think we start with the Brut. Yeah, okay. Sure. Let's start with the Brut.
And do you want Freddie to drink the same while we're eating the same
wine? I think so, yeah. And that's kind of, I think, when you're doing a wine and cheese, I think kind of starting off with the sparkling is always nice, right? That's a kind of celebratory kind of thing, and you start off with that and then move on to the white.
Yeah, you move up to the heavier. So that's how I understand it. You sort of start with something light, and then do you do the same with the cheeses, though?
Totally, right? Okay. Yeah, so you don't want to start with the stinky.
Yeah, cheers, everybody. Cheers, amazing.
Cheers.
Red cup in it, I love it.
Yeah.
After the show, we're going to play beer pong with some non-alcoholic beer. It'll be cool. Maddie.
Yeah, you guys are really classy with the cups here, right?
Maddie doesn't know what that is.
Really classy with the cups.
No, I know. Listen, we're doing the best we can.
It's not bad.
The thing is, we actually have wine glasses.
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Down in our china cabinet.
Yeah, great. That's a good place for them.
So what cheese?
That's a better way to go.
What are we going to try here?
All right, so I paired something called Gray Owl. All right, so it's this ugly looking guy, but the thing with cheese is the uglier it looks, the tastier it's gonna be. You look like you know what you're doing, Howard. That's great.
I've used a knife before.
That's great. Yeah. Be careful with that knife.
Avram's like after the red cup,
you're
challenge.
Wielding it like it's nothing. It's a cheese knife.
To my friend now.
Okay, so this is.
So you mean I only get to eat a small part of it?
No. Eat as much as you like. So this is goat's milk cheese from Quebec. So I just found this pairing actually. To be honest, I think was one of the best of the four that we have. I don't get one, Howard, or... Jesus, holy smokes. Stuff your face some more. So it's okay, I don't need cheese, I'm fine. So the Grey Owl is that like rich, lush, very... Loire Valley, like French style goat's milk cheese. Oh, thank you, Howard. And it's just like creamy and like coating the mouth.
Oh, it's
and
fantastic.
Just the carbonation, and that's the kind of thing with the great thing with sparkling wine is carbonation, and carbonation will just kind of clean that up. I thought this was a fantastic pairing.
Yeah.
Delicious. Now, do you recommend with a cracker or straight up or does it matter?
Well, I mean, if any of the four cheeses that we have here, I think this is... a good one to go with the cracker. I did bring just neutral crackers because essentially the cracker is just a vessel. Okay. It's a vessel to get that cheese into your mouth without really kind
of... You don't know us. Our fingers are a vessel.
I don't even use utensils.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
We're
really classy here at the Humble and Fred Show, eh?
So it's not really significant.
No. Okay. And they're neutral. So for me, when you're doing a cheese and wine thing, like pairing like this, cheese and wine should be the star, right?
Right.
And I brought some grapes, too, to cleanse the palate
a little bit. That was...
Delicioso.
It was, and I haven't had the rosé version of that, but that is it's so tasty. And like I said, you know, if you're somebody that, like myself or Stephanie, people that aren't drinking anymore, but you still like to have some of that flavor that goes with food. Because I had the Chardonnay the other night.
Yeah.
Just to have a little bit of something with the wine. Pasta we were having. Yeah. There's something about it that it does make the flavor of the food better.
But you need that. But you need, like for me, and this is what I do for a living for 23 years, I can't go home and just eat cheese. I need something. I need a drink of some sort.
Yeah.
And vice versa, I can't just go home and have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I need some sort of food. I need some sort of cheese because they lift. And when you've done it right, they make each other better.
Now, Howard, is the Brut Rosé versus the Brut?
They're both very, very tasty. Like when I had that for New Year's Eve.
That is good.
And I couldn't, when I first tried it, I was like, it tastes so good that you would never know. And I guess, I don't know if is that the point that you don't know you're not drinking alcohol?
Well, I mean, the important thing for us, we just want to make a beverage that's delicious.
Right.
And for all those people that can't or won't drink alcohol for whatever reason, they don't want to have it in their diet or they're on some kind of medication or they've got some kind of health condition or a cleanse or, you know, I'm doing dry January, those kinds of things. So for all those folks, we still love to be able to pair a meal or to share a beverage with our friends in a social occasion and to be able to have that, you know, it's not the kind of thing that you want to guzzle. You know, you want some flavor, you want some complexity to it. You want something you can
luxuriate
around.
You're not supposed to guzzle wine, but that's
So you look a little buzzed right now, Howard. I don't know how that's possible.
Well, it's this empathetic giddiness you get from drinking champagne.
Absolutely.
I have a question, though, Terry. Yeah. Sorry. Who's your consumer for this right now? Like, who do you see buying this right now?
Well, this is the amazing thing, is that most people don't even know that this product exists.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is you've actually got about more than 40% of the North American population is on a prescription drug regimen that's basically has a little yellow sticker on it that says do not take with alcohol. So when you look at that size of the population, that if they're taking their antibiotics or taking their heart medication or taking their cholesterol drug or whatever their condition is, and they're consuming, they're basically killing themselves. And so we've seen people that, you know, kind of gravitate to this category. Suddenly they go, oh, I had no idea this existed. I had no idea this product was available. And you know what? I know I shouldn't be drinking alcohol. This is actually going to be a way for me to be able to replace that. And so we call people that you know, I kind of coined this term internally. We call it the imperatives consumer. So people who have some kind of imperative to not drink alcohol, but they still want a nice beer. They want to, like, you know.
Well, as I said, you know, sometimes, especially with wine, it's nice to have it with a meal with some nice fine cheeses from the Cheese Boutique. Yeah. Here's what we'll do, guys. While we're just having this conversation, why don't we get anyone who would like a little try of this?
Come try this.
Because we do have, we're off the air here in a few minutes, so I want to make sure that everyone gets a shot at it. Some of these, we've had people here since like 7 o'clock this morning, so Steph and Rudra.
I'll leave all the cheese, too.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get it all finished up.
I'm just going to dig right in.
By the way, back to the Cheese Boutique, where I first encountered your father, or actually his ex-wife, Randy, on Bloor Street, and, you know, I've sort of had a relationship with the family. When I went in there on Christmas Eve day, I was blown away. I think we waved at each other.
Yes, yeah.
But it was, even for me, it was kind of amazing to see the transformation of your business. And I also noticed when I was in there recently that you also, it's not like this is a category unfamiliar to the Cheese Boutique. Yeah. Maybe now you get a chance to see how this all pairs up.
Well, yeah, I'd love to carry the stuff at the shop.
Guys,
for sure.
Everyone get some champagne. Now, I wanted to, before we leave the air here, I want to try the award-winning red wine.
The Cab.
Is it Cab?
Yeah, that's the
Cabernet Sauvignon.
There you go. Thank you.
And you know this.
And maybe you can just give us one more pairing on the air, then we'll do it after we're done.
You got it.
In a nice glass at a party or a social occasion, then you feel like you're part of the group, perfect. Too.
Well, you know, I honestly, and I've said this before, I don't miss drinking, but there are occasions where I'd like a glass of, where I'd like that red wine or that white wine feel with food. Mm-hmm. And what a
nice big steak.
Yeah, you know, and it's and what a great thing to have an option now. And I sort of hesitated for a while. Like, I don't know if I want to start having wine again, but it's so flavorful without the buzz.
Yeah.
But you still get that mouth feel, you get that food feel.
Yeah.
So what are we going to try with the Cab?
So I brought the Cab's obviously a little bit bigger, bolder, jammier. So I brought something, a really cool cloth-bound cow's milk cheese from Prince Edward Island. It's actually a cheddar. So it's cool, it's this guy right here.
Can everyone get some cheese yet?
And it's very cool. Smell this cheese before you try it because...
Phenomenal.
This is from PEI. So what comes from PEI that's spectacular?
Potatoes.
The cows are eating potatoes that produce this cheese. Wow. So it is kind of potato-y and just has that kind of earthy, aromatics. This guy right over here with the chunks,
And do you have the red, Michelle?
It's awesome, and it's just like big, bold, and aromatic. And I think the wine really kind of cuts through that richness and the flavor. Big
do you recommend, guys? I can't remember this. It's been a while. Do you recommend you put some food in your cheese in the mouth first and then wash it down with the wine, or vice versa?
I'm like that. So I'm. Cheese first, consume the cheese, drink the wine, and then when you have that cheese flavor kind of creeping back, that's when you know you have a pretty good pairing. And I think we really nailed it here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Wow. Now, I've tasted the red. I don't know if I've had the Cab, but I tried the red on its own.
The Merlot,
The Merlot.
Yeah.
And like a lot of wines, paired with the food is insane how good that is.
Yeah.
Like, guys, it's really good.
They become something different, right?
Absolutely,
like,
they do.
When you have them individually, just the cheese, just the wine, they're very different than when they're paired together. And then when they're paired together and they just, like, sing to you, that's when you know you have a good pair.
Hey guys, what I'm going to do is with everyone here, why don't you guys, everyone grab some cheese, now that we've got one to talk about here.
Yeah.
So just so you all know, Terry's company, Hill Street Beverage Company, has more than just red and white. There's varietals of red. There's varietals of white. There's sparkling.
We actually have 14 different varietals.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy. That's amazing.
So testing on a few of them today. But this Cab, the award-winning red, that's insane.
Yeah, it's super fruity, eh? Like, it's very...
And you're bang on with this cheese.
I think just the pairing really, really works. And I kind of had fun. I always like kind of having fun to see what works and what doesn't work. And even what doesn't work is okay, right? That's kind of what I was saying earlier. But I think this is just a... it's like Batman and Robin here.
Do you run into that often? People will come into the shop and say, oh, I want that cheese. What wine should go with
every day? And Fred, I love that. Like, my staff and I, we love that. Like, we really take pride into, like, that's fun for us. That's kind of like a really cool, fun, cheesy, whiny science experiment that can never really go wrong. And like we love that. And my staff is very well versed, as am I, just because this is part of our job, right?
But as you said earlier too, you can't really go wrong.
No.
Are you going back to your shop after this?
Oh, yeah.
Can I just like follow you back to the place?
No problem.
I've never been, but I'm sold now. If I can get that cheese at Terry? His place, this is my new favorite.
You
got to
go for the tour because Afram has taken me, and you came with us once where we did the tour of the actual cellar, one of the cellars.
Some of those cheese wheels, man.
Yeah, they weigh more than all of us put together.
No, and they're like I said, I've seen the shop grow up because when I first started going into it, it was just
that
a bunch
means
of
a
cheese.
Lot, Howard. I thank you very much.
Now you go in there, the problem is I got some sausage and I got some
porchetta sandwich.
Porchetta sandwich.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I said to Manon, I go, dude, you weren't there, but they got a sandwich. It's the best thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah, it's great.
This red is. Hey, Steph, would you try the red or you try the sparkling?
Sparkling.
Yeah. Got to try the red because even though you didn't drink red, I want you to try it because it's got none of those tannins.
It's interesting. It's easy to drink.
Yeah,
it's really easy to drink.
If you're a red wine drinker that didn't like it because you get headaches, this won't give it to you.
Yeah.
There's also a Chardonnay. There's a, as you say, 14 varieties.
Yeah, we've got an amazing a Shiraz. It's a rosé. And that's another product that just, sitting on the deck in the summer, hanging out with friends and having some really lovely, full-flavored rosé is just a wonderful thing.
This is the Shiraz.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. We're going to be off. Thank you very much to everyone who came in from LFS to Rudra to Stephanie and Ian and everybody. We really appreciate it. Chris Emanuel, especially appreciate Terry Donnelly and Afram Pastine from the Cheese Boutique and from Hill Street. What a great way to get everyone a chance to try the wine. And I'll tell you, so much different with food.
Yeah, it really works. This is my new favorite store.
Love it. Thank you very much. I appreciate
and just
that.
Just so everyone knows, Afram's on tour. His new book is called I Know Cheese. Get Out of My... I don't even know what's it called. Cheese is Me.
For the Love of Cheese.
For the Love of Cheese.
Howard, for the Love of Cheese.
Cheese.
Are we giving... I brought a couple copies if you want to give them away.
Absolutely. Maybe to one of these lovely listeners.
Absolutely.
Now,
no
you
problem.
Would sell that at the store. Would it also be available in bookstores?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. It's a number one selling cheese book in Amazon history.
What?
What? Can you believe it?
That's phenomenal.
I'm from Etobicoke.
Yeah. Look at you.
I'm from Etobicoke.
That's Corona.
But yeah, no, yay. I'm very proud of it. It's doing really, really well.
I guess so.
Phil, we'll play a little play for the cat here as we get you ready to say goodbye. We're back on Monday Live. Phil Hong hosts the best of Humble and Fred the next couple of days. Have a little something from Decade and our guys play for the cat, and then we'll play our theme at the end. Phil, number five. Here we go, Phil.
This episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, the Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, the Chambers Plan, Strain Print, the official band of Humble and Fred, Play for the Cat, and our newest sponsors, LFS Credit and Finance Solutions and Hill Street Beverage Company. We broadcast to the world from the Humble and Fred Queensway National Broadcast Center. Best of Humble and Fred tomorrow and online at Humble and FredRadio.com.